Hi, Earbuds. Welcome to a special bonus episode of Feedback with Earbuds. This is your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm recording from She Podcast Live in Atlanta on Saturday, October 12th. She Podcast is an online super community run by Elsie Escobar and Jess Kupferman. It's 10,000 women strong. They also have a podcast and learning courses available on their website, shepodcasts.com. From time to time on Feedback with Earbuds, we'll release bonus episodes, sharing helpful podcast creator, listener, and industry information. We'll be back soon with our next regular episode. We release our podcast recommendation newsletter as a podcast every Sunday night. Since I'm recording this podcast live in the Buzzsprout booth at this podcast festival, I decided to put together a quick episode on podcast conferences. If you're a podcaster or a listener, you probably know that there are tons of podcast conferences to check out each year. Here's a mini guide to podcast conferences. I'll share a bit about the ones that I've been to and then make mention of some others. First, She Podcasts. Since I'm at the festival right now and I haven't fully formed my opinion, I'll share what's written on the website. She Podcast Live is a women's conference that caters to all types of women podcasters, from the woman at her company's desk to the woman under a sheet in her closet and every woman in between. Next, Podcast Movement, the grandfather of the podcast festival circuit, which takes place every year in the summer in a rotating city. I said grandfather on purpose. It's been pretty male-heavy in the past. This festival is huge, with somewhere near 3,000 attendees. There are a ton of sessions for all types of podcasters and companies. There's also Outlier Podcast Festival, which, full disclosure, I helped to plan and MC. It's a multi-city, multi-event per year podcast festival that intends to pair indie players with industry giants. It's a smaller festival that caps out at about 250 per event. Next is On Air Fest, which takes place in Brooklyn in the late winter each year. This fest is in a cute boutique hotel called The Wythe, and it's pretty small with just a main stage and one breakout room. The festival is a combo of live podcast performances and small conversations. It's a two-day festival, which is also now creating breakout events in other cities. They're heading to Los Angeles for their first LA Annex in November. Next, Work It, a female-run, female-focused podcast conference that switches between Los Angeles and New York. It's run by WNYC Studios and is pretty public radio heavy with lots of helpful how-to sessions. There are also tons of happy hours and parties that surround the festival, which is 2 days long. There are so many other podcast conferences and more popping up every year. Here's a few more of them for you to check out. PodX took place in Nashville this past year. RAIN Podcast Business Summit in NYC. PodFest Multimedia Expo in Orlando. Pod Summit in Calgary. Mid-Atlantic Podcast Conference. Third Coast Podcast Festival in Chicago, DC Podfest in, you guessed it, DC, Chicago Podcast Festival. Those are all the North American-based podcasts. Then, outside of North America, there's the We Are Podcast in Brisbane, Australia, Adelaide Podcast Festival in Australia, OzPod also in Australia, Audiocraft in Sydney, Australia. There are also a few smaller festivals in Europe that take place sometimes annually and sometimes as one-offs. The best place to get information on those is from James Cridlin's newsletter, Pod News, which you can sign up for on podnews.net. Some of these conferences can be pretty expensive. They range in price from $50 to $550. Some can be super helpful and definitely worth it for certain podcasters. Obviously, it depends what you're looking to get out of these events. If you have a limited budget, do some research and choose wisely. Feel free to reach out to me with questions. I'm happy to be your guide. You can email me at earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. I also met somebody named Paula Rogo last week at Work It in Los Angeles. She's working to put on the first Africa Podfest, which is going to take place in March of 2020. It'll be the continent's first podcast festival. So that's another thing to look forward to. There are a bunch of other industry-type podcast conferences that I didn't mention, and more, I'm sure, that I don't even know about. If you know of one that I didn't shout out, please tweet at me and I'll happily retweet. We're at Earbuds Pod Call on Twitter. That wraps up this bonus episode of Feedback with Earbuds. Thanks for tuning in. If you found it helpful, please let us know on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective, and we're on Twitter at Earbuds Pod Call. You can also sign up for our weekly podcast recommendation newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. In the first episode, we said .com, but it's definitely .org. This episode was written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It was recorded live from the portable Buzzsprout studio at She Podcast Live in Atlanta. Our post-production guru is Daniel Turek. Make sure you check out our other episodes on CastBox, Podchaser, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you next time, podcast people. Bye!